We are going to continue the show by talking about something that the Orange County Visitors Bureau just did for the second time, actually. They just released a Chapel Hill Orange County Accessibility Guide for 2023, update of an earlier one that they put together a few years ago. This is a 48-page guide to restaurants and hotels specifically in Orange County that are disability-friendly, with details about parking and seating and restrooms and more for people with disabilities who are coming into Orange County and Chapel Hill, but also really useful for people who live in Orange County and Chapel Hill to know as well. It was written by Valerie Schwartz, dedicated to George and Crecia Cianciolo. And George and Crecia join us here in the studio to talk about it. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us today. Good morning.
Well, we're happy to do that. Thank you for asking us.
Thank you, Larry.
So that was the 15-second summary. Tell us about the guide, what it entails. Crecia, you've got a copy of it there.
Right. Well, I have a copy of the guide right here, and it really is phenomenal. And I only hope that other communities think to do this. We've had experiences where we've gone to residents where we thought it would be accessible, only to find out that it's not. And that is frustrating. This guide provides so much information. It tells you where you can actually park. Some parking might be across the street, but at least it will tell you that. It'll tell you about the room and the capacity as far as the tables are concerned, and whether or not they provide full service or you have to order it and they'll bring it to your table. And this has been very helpful. We did go to a restaurant some time ago, and when we got there, there were stairs, and we didn't think there was going to be stairs.
Yep.
But fortunately, somebody in the restaurant saw us and said, "Do you want to come in?" We said, "Yes." And so they brought us around the side where they had an opening there, and so they opened it up there and we could get in. We got in, and that was great, but the tables were so close together, we couldn't get through. So they were very gracious and moved a table of six of people who were already eating over so we could get to our table. So people have been gracious, but it still is an issue. Until you have a limitation, you're not really aware of where you're going to run into issues. I think someone who has broken their leg and is on crutches would probably have the same situation that I do. Sometimes the threshold is too high. The doors to the bathroom are really a problem because people don't appreciate how heavy they are. I have to sometimes use my leg to kick the door open and then hold my elbow on it to hold it open while I go in. Now, fortunately, most places do have bathrooms that may have a handicap stall, although that stall may not be wide enough to be able to turn your wheelchair around. Now, I'm very fortunate that I have a power wheelchair and I have a little bit more flexibility about turning, but some people just have the regular wheel ones, and that's going to be very difficult for them to manipulate around. I also want to take just a minute to thank Valerie again for putting this together. I'm sure she had to do a whole lot of legwork to get this in. The ADA rules don't really give specifics as far as how big and wide things should be. And so that sometimes is a problem. I have a ramp, and so when the van parks, the ramp goes down. But I can get down to the ramp, but if there's a car there, there's not enough room for my wheelchair actually to go off to turn around. So you have to really look and see how wide that striped place is for you to go into. And so sometimes we have backed the van up so I could get out, but then you're sticking your car out into a right of way or where people are going to be driving by. I've also come across a place where there were handicapped spaces on each end of the parking area. However, the ramp was the curve cut was only on one end.
Yep.
So I actually had to get out, go behind parked cars in a low wheelchair to get to the ramp. Well, I didn't feel very secure because obviously if somebody were to back up, because I'm lower than the car would be, they're not going to see me. We found also friends who know what my limitations are, can go into a restaurant. However, they don't look at it through my eyes, so they may not see that there's a lip on the door frame that I can't get over, or the tables, are, as I said, are close together, or there's not a bathroom. So unless you have a limitation, you're really not aware of what you're going to run into. One of the things, too, is with the ADA, there are a lot of disabilities. It happens that I'm in a wheelchair, but there are also people who have mental disabilities. There's people who have congestive heart failure or COPD, chronic obstructive lung disease, arthritis, or other physical limitations. People obviously can walk are going to have an easier time than I would. So I'm talking from a perspective of being in a wheelchair.
Speaking with Crecia Cianciolo, you just heard her, George Cianciolo, also here. We're talking about the Chapel Hill Orange County Accessibility Guide that just got released. You can get it online at the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau website, which is visitchapelhill.org. You can also get to the Visitors Bureau through Orange County's website, orangecountync.gov. And I think the part of the thing to think about, and Crecia, you mentioned this in several different ways, is even if someone is trying to be accessible, you really don't know what it actually takes to be accessible unless you're in that situation.
Absolutely.
Yourself. So, yeah.
And for me, especially the bathrooms.
Yeah.
My husband is really gracious, and he attends...
Oh, you have to say that. He's sitting right here.
I know. but he's very gracious, and he will come in with me. And I'm very surprised at how tall and the women are that come in. You know, they see him standing at the door, a stall, and they don't seem to scream or run out or anything. So that's been very pleasing for me, is that, you know, he can come and assist me, because it is difficult for me to manage.
George, is that an accurate assessment?
It is. I mean, I first was a little shy or embarrassed to be standing in there. I usually turn my back to the door so that people realize that I'm just waiting for somebody. And I'm talking about the door to the stall if
right.
I go in. I think it speaks to the community we live in, that it's a very welcoming community. I think if people are out there, and Crecia has me with her often, but if somebody was there by themselves and they were having trouble, I think they could ask any staff member at any of these hotels or restaurants, and they'd be happy to help. And I think citizens, if they see there an issue, sometimes there may be a tight fit between tables, you know, with people sitting, and people will get up and move their chair in to make things easy. I think we just have a welcoming community, and I think what this guide does, it just provides resources for people to look for restaurants or hotels that are going to be easier to function at, even though there still may be some challenges that haven't yet been identified. And that's great for people who may be having people come from out of town and say, well, where can we put them up, or where can we take them that they can eat? And so I think it's a great asset to the community, and I really am thankful that they updated it in this fashion. And it is in a digital format, so they can readily update as changes come about. If new restaurants are added or restaurants change in any way, they can update them. So it's a great asset to the community.
It's the Chapel Hill Orange County Accessibility Guide, again, covering restaurants and hotels in Orange County and their accessibility policies, designed for out-of-towners, but great for residents as well, especially if you're looking for restaurants in the area. Speaking with George and Crecia Cianciolo, and as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that folks should know that we haven't said yet?
No, but I really have to recommend this. It really has been helpful for me. We've lived here in Chapel Hill for over 30 years, and until you're in a wheelchair, you don't look at those things. Even myself, I never considered them at all until I was in a wheelchair, and then all of a sudden it became clear to me that a lot of thought has not gone into what people who are in wheelchairs require.
Yeah, and I just want to again thank the Visitors Bureau for doing this and for the for Valerie, especially for visiting over 200 places and getting all that information firsthand. So thank you.
Valerie Schwartz, the author. VisitChapelHill.org is the website, or you can get to the Visitors Bureau through Orange County's website, orangecountync.gov, either way, and you can get the copy of the accessibility guide digitally. They've got paper copies as well, hard copies if you want those too. George and Crecia Ciantiello, thank you both so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Aaron.